Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
Hey, everybody. In the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group this week, a lovely young lady, Carla, posted this very important question. And I bet a lot of our listeners can relate to it. So I'm going to read Carla's question out loud. She says, "This is going to be a hard time with Thanksgiving this year and Christmas coming up. We always have a huge spread of good Southern food. What does everybody do? Dig in or skip out?"
Great question.
Did you like my terrible accent I was trying to do, Carla?
Yeah.
It was really bad. I just want to put that out there. But hey, here's the thing. I bet a lot of our listeners can relate to what Carla is struggling with. No matter where you're at in your struggle, in your journey to lose weight or keep weight off or just eat healthy, I bet we can all relate to the issue about holiday temptations. So what are you going to do?
You know, well, she's right. She said two options. You can dig in or skip out, but I think there's actually three options.
Three?
Yes. You could just be super strict and keep on your diet and don't cheat, or you can have a planned, modified small cheat, or you can just go all out and just have a hog fest.
That's all it. Just give up. Got it solved for you, Carla.
There's three choices, right? I don't see any other ones. So today's episode, we are going to explore the three options and the pros and cons of choosing each one. In fact, we're not going to tell you that one is necessarily right for you, right, Stephanie? Like, we each have, you know, one that's going to work better for us. And in fact, at the end, we'll tell you which one we're going to choose.
Well, we're going to hash it out. Let's weigh the pros and cons and try to have an open mind. Because you never know. Right. We might kind of change each other's mind.
You never know.
Or give us some new information we hadn't thought of.
Exactly. But first, let's take a quick break.
So today's episode, listeners, with the holidays coming up, it is sponsored by the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. There's lots of great ideas in here to help you with making holiday desserts, and you can make them in a new way this year. So for example, apple crisp, peanut butter pie, creme brulee. These recipes are inside the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. You can order on the website, dirtylazyketo.com/books, or at Walmart or Target, wherever you like to shop for books.
Thanks, Stephanie. So let's get started by diving into our three strategies. The thing is you're going to take one path, whether you plan it or not, right? You're going to end up on one of those paths. So I think it's a good idea to really just mull it over and think about it, and then maybe proactively choose one thing. That way you don't just go in blind, right?
Well, let's take maybe each strategy one at a time, Tamara.
Let's do it.
Just dive into the first one. Let's talk about the one that probably most people are thinking about. Well, the only way that works, people might think, is to just skip the entire season of holiday treats. Yes. So what would that look like to you if you were to just skip all holiday treats?
That would be so hard. I've done it. And the only way for me that I can do this strategy is if I actually don't go to my relative's house for Thanksgiving. It's just too hard for me. We've been able to do this because my son now is away at college. So we have the perfect excuse, like, oh, we're going to go spend Thanksgiving or Christmas with him. And that way I take myself out away from temptation altogether. And that's, so I can do the strict way, but I have to just remove myself. And then when we go down to visit my son, you know, we can pick the restaurants. I'm in much, much more control. So the pro of my way of doing it is that I don't have the temptation. It's great. I'm not sitting there staring at pie and potatoes, you know. The downside is that, you know, I don't get to connect with my relatives as much, and, you know, which is a good or a bad thing, depending on your relatives. And, you know, so the social part you miss, and I do miss having turkey. That's, you know, there's nothing like a homemade turkey, and that is keto. So I do miss out on some of those, like, restaurant versions just aren't the same. So for me, I can do this, but I do have to make some sacrifices. And for me, it's more the social time and maybe a few of the nice keto friendly stuff I would get.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, that is a lot of information. I'm taking it all in.
Sorry.
I just want to point out to our listeners that clearly this is like a really important topic for us. I think it's an emotionally charged topic.
Yeah.
There's no easy answer. So that's why Tamara and I decided to devote a whole episode to just really thinking about it. Cause for me, it's a lot to process. Mm-hmm. So if I was to choose this path and say to myself, I'm going to skip 100% of all holiday treats, for me, what that would look like would be like zero tolerance, kind of like what you said, where I would just pass on it all. And when I was new to losing weight in my journey, for me, this strategy was actually very effective. At the time when I was new, I didn't have a lot of skills in terms of like handling pushy relatives. I wasn't really sure of myself in the kitchen yet, like how to make substitutes or change my like family recipes. So when I was newer to DLK, this was a strategy that I found to be more effective. But you're right. I mean, it's not always as easy as it sounds, right? Because, you know, when there's no treats in the house, I felt a little bit resentful. I'll be honest. Like, it was a little bit depressing to think at the time, you know, when I decided to just pass in it all, I felt a little bit sad. Like, you know, what happens if I have a glass of wine or, you know, if I'm feeling stressed about missing out and then I have a bite of, you know, my grandmother's dish, then I would kind of feel like, I don't know, my kids are scarred for life. I'm Scrooge. I'm a party pooper, right? Like, it was a emotionally weird kind of experience.
Because food means more than just nutrition especially at holidays. It's like, you know, your mom's watching you to see if you eat her pie, because that means you love her. It's that kind of stuff that these holidays bring up. So when you say no, sometimes you're saying no to more than just food. Like you said, you don't want to rob your kids of some tradition or, you know, that's supposed to be, they mean you love them.
Yeah. I mean, it's confusing. So I just want to admit that this is not like a really simple choice to make. No. I mean, in terms of the pros though, I do want to acknowledge that when I did make that choice early in my journey to just cut out, you know, the sugar and the high carb type treats over the holidays, I did feel empowered. And at times I felt really confident and I was able to maybe think about how I could celebrate holidays in a new way. And it challenged me to think maybe beyond food. Like, is this really the tradition I want to pass on to my kids, that I'm overeating or that I'm gaining, you know, a lot of weight during the winter months? Or do I want to really talk about family and culture and just different activities?
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever tried to celebrate the holidays in a different way other than food, or are there?
Yeah, it's hard though. Like, my family resists me, you know, like change your traditions, or even just me going down to see my son. I have the excuse. I couldn't imagine if I didn't have that excuse. Yeah, I'd get grief for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
people get mad when you don't want their treats or their dishes, or you're changing a recipe. They get really offended.
They do get offended. And yes, they do. And so I remember I brought my own keto version of a dish once to my mom's, and she's like, "You don't like mine? You don't like mine?"
I remember us talking about that. Yes. 'Cause I had the same experience. Like, our moms got mad. Like, what's wrong with mine?
Yeah. So this is
nothing wrong with yours. We're just doing it differently.
So you can get some pushback for this one. So just be ready for that. But like you said, I will agree with you when you said it's empowering. Like, if you get through it and you make it through, man, that's a good feeling. 'Cause if you can do this, you can do anything, you know? So it's a very empowering thing. I would say, Stephanie, the person who probably this works the best for are the all or nothing people, the people who have to just go hardcore, and they're better when they have a plan and they don't have any cheating. Like, if you're that kind of person, this is probably, don't you think, the better strategy for you?
I don't know if I'm comfortable saying what strategy is best for each person, because You know, I'm not going to give away what my strategy because I want to save that to the end. Mm-hmm. But I do think sometimes these techniques can be helpful according to the moment. Like, it doesn't mean necessarily you have to do all or nothing for the entire holiday season. I think you could also make this strategy apply in a case-by-case situation. Like, at my office holiday party, I'm going to do X. Or at my mom's, I'm going to do Y. Like, it could be a case-by-case.
Yeah.
Or it could be, you know, the whole season.
That's actually a good point. You're right. Because the holidays aren't just one thing.
No.
Especially Christmas.
For me, my holiday starts around Halloween and then it goes all the way until January.
It doesn't stop.
So, that's not really a choice that I could just go hog wild and do whatever I wanted for 3 months. Because that's what I did my whole life. And I ended up weighing, you know, close to 300 pounds.
Well, it's funny because we talked about like even leftovers, like Halloween leftovers, we talked about being a problem. But same with Thanksgiving. Do you guys have a tradition of eating the leftovers the next day? We do for the next week.
Right. It's like a nonstop eating fest.
So you're right. Yeah. So maybe a case by case, you know, decision.
Yeah. All or nothing doesn't always have to be the whole season or nothing. Yeah. It could be like moment by moment, meal by meal, or even dish by dish. You know, earlier I was talking about like celebrating new traditions. And, you know, when I was new in this journey, I was really trying to figure out how I could pass on traditions to my kids. And I started using like my grandmother's china and her tablecloth that she hand stitched and embroidered and sharing photo albums with my kids. Because I want them to think of the holidays about family and about where my family came from and not necessarily the food that we eat. Because that's just one part.
Yeah, true. True. And I also try not to force my kids to eat anything. And if I see relatives trying to do that, I intervene because I don't want them to have to feel bad and pushed into eating certain things. Like that's just not a good holidays can get that way. Unfortunately.
Well, it's emotionally charged and that's why I think it's really complex. And when people, you know, I've heard other people in the social media, they'll say like, oh, you know, you don't want to eat that. Then just don't buy it. And it's like, I don't think it's that easy of a decision to make.
No, it's not.
No. Cause especially when you're with people that you care about and the food is tied to that relationship or that celebration, changing that pattern is really, really hard.
It is hard.
Talking about it.
Right. And that's why we have more than one strategy too.
Yeah. Let's go to the second strategy.
Okay. So this one is the indulge once in a while strategy or kind of like a modified and planned indulgence, I guess. Okay. Anyway.
Well, so, you know, I was trying to make the topic so it's not like the word cheat, because I think the word cheat is like really negative, but what about just indulging? What about choosing to indulge? Is that a cheat or is that a conscientious?
Yeah.
That's a double whatever, but you know what I'm saying. But yeah, I mean, these don't, I'm trying not to like put our opinions on these.
Yeah.
Our listeners might have their own feelings too, and that's valid. So what if they want to indulge once in a while?
Yeah.
Is that good or bad? I mean, what's the good, bad, and the ugly for that one?
Yeah. You want me to go first for me?
Well, what does that look like? Let's just pick it apart one thing at a time. What would be an example of that?
For me, it could be different. Yours may be totally different than mine. But for me, I can resist a lot of the yummy stuff on Thanksgiving. Like, I don't have to have the cranberry sauce. I'm not a big sweet potato yam girl. I don't even need the rolls. Like, I can say no to this. So I'm perfectly fine. There are two things that I have a hard time resisting.
Oh, here it is.
Mashed potatoes and pie.
Pie, and what was the other one?
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, like, mashed potatoes and pie.
Oh my God, those two get me. Now, the mashed potatoes, I can have a keto substitute. I like the mashed cauliflower, but the pie, there's no substitute. So for me, this would look like I could do pretty good through the whole meal, but then allow myself a piece of pie. One piece, not two, because, you know, they bring four different kinds of pie.
You're all having one of 12 pies.
So I pick my favorite, and I carefully don't get the humongous slice, but a very small slice. And then that is my, you know, and that is how I do a modified indulgence strategy. And I would recommend that for other people. If there's just certain things you just feel horribly deprived about without having, and you just really miss and you feel like you need, well, go ahead and just, but do a small piece and then be strict everywhere else. That's how it works for me. And the positives are, I don't
feel that depressed. Okay. I'm going to jump in there, girlfriend.
Okay, go.
Because what that would look like for me is a little bit different. So I just want to paint a picture. That way our listeners are like, okay, you know, I can see that one idea about indulging.
Okay, what's yours?
What that looks like for Tamara. So I want to share mine.
Okay.
And for me, instead of having like a small portion of a normal dish, like a regular dish, for me, indulging would be making a low carb substitute of that dish. Mm-hmm. So for me, like at the holidays, I can't do a small piece of anything. Okay. That's why I was like, I'm going to jump in here. Cause for me, having a small piece of pie wouldn't work because I don't have that skill set. So what I do is I'm all trying to be nice. So what I do is I make a low carb substitute for a dessert, for example, and I'll make like my birthday cheesecake, and that's in the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook. And as I shared many times, I only make this once a year and I love this dish so much. And I think I've made you one before.
It's so good.
But here's the thing, Tamara, I eat the entire cheesecake.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just the truth, but not all at once. I'll eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that sounds really embarrassing, but whatever. So for me, I make the low carb substitute and that's my indulgence.
Yeah.
And then I can, you know, eat a lot of it.
Yeah. And we get, and that's
I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's a little different from how you do it.
No. And that cheesecake is so yummy and I could eat the whole one too. But so for you, it's really indulging on a keto substitute, which is great.
But let's be real. It has calories. I mean, it adds up. Like it's not healthy for me to eat an entire cheesecake in 24 hours.
No.
I know that. Yeah. But for me, it's an indulgence.
Yeah. And then the good side is that we both feel like we're not as deprived. We got our little sweet fix. So that's the great pro of this method.
Pro, do you feel like happy and satisfied?
Yeah, I do. Yes. And I also get to the carb pushers can, you know, I can say yes to something.
You can say yes to something.
Yeah. So when they're pushing the pie, I can say, yes, I will have a piece of pie, a small piece. Thank you. And it feels good. I don't have to fight the carb pushers. Not that I can.
Well, it makes you feel like kind of normal, like you're part of the family.
Yes.
Right? You're not embarrassed. Yes. Like you're like everybody else.
Yes. But the downside, let's talk a little bit about the downside of this one. it's easy to overeat. Like that, you're right. That pie, once you have that piece of pie and then you see the four others, it's hard to resist. So for me, I can avoid the downside if I plan and I'm mindful. So I have to, if I don't go in with a, you know, Tamara, you're going to only eat one piece of pie, stick to your plan. I give myself the pep talk, then I'm usually pretty good. But if I don't do that, it's easily just, oh, I'll just have to, and oh, you know, and then of course it's a downward spiral.
Well, that's like a slippery slope, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So one piece could turn into one pie.
Yes.
Or more. Or you're like, screw it. I already had the pie. Bring on the potatoes. Bring on.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I get it. It's like, once you have a little taste for that, sometimes it doesn't have to be sugar. It could be, like you said, a mashed potato, but sometimes once you get a taste for some of these holiday traditions, it can like make your mind like, blah, 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 like back in time. And all of a sudden it's a free for all.
Yeah.
At least that's what it is for me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of pros and cons to the strategy. Yeah. For me, I feel kind of like we talked about with our kids. I feel like a good parent. When it's the holidays and we make a tradition, like something special, like the cheesecake, my daughter helps me and we feel like it's a bonding thing that we do in our family. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a good mom making a homemade special treat at the holiday. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like you said, I can feel like, gosh, why am I still so obsessed about food? Mm-hmm. Why is food? I mean, here I've worked so hard to make these new traditions, you know, with the china and the activities and the family picture taking, and I do all this stuff, but then here in the back of my mind I worry, why am I so obsessed about food?
Whether
it's a low carb substitute or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
it makes me kind of sad sometimes, like, God, can't I just be like normal people? I would, you know me, I like to ask, what would skinny people do?
I don't know
what do they do? They don't think about this and have a whole podcast episode.
yeah
on their eating strategy.
They just eat when they're hungry and they stop when they're full, which I don't do.
No, I don't do that either.
Yeah.
So clearly that's why we're having this conversation, because we want our listeners to start, you know, every family's different. Every personality type is different. So for our listeners, I want them to try to weigh the pros and cons and just make a good choice for them.
Yes.
Not what Tamara does, not what Stephanie does.
Yeah.
Think about what's going to work for their family and make them feel good about themselves. Because that's what really matters, right?
I totally agree with you. Just stopping to think about it, you know, and what's best for you is empowering and will make you make better decisions and less likely to screw up. And even if you do, you know, you're fine.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you're giving, like you said, more conscientious awareness about what's going on. Like even just talking about this right now, it makes me feel like maybe when I'm going to make that cheesecake this year, I don't need to make two. Okay. See, I'm like, I'm telling all these. So what I normally do, Tamara, is I'll make two at Thanksgiving and then I freeze one, quote unquote, for Christmas. See, I'm telling, oh my God, I'm like turning red here. Cause that's what I do. I claim it's here, Tamara, but I'm letting you know it's really twice a year.
We all know now.
Damn it.
Your secret's out.
Here, you heard it all on the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Well, you know what? Talking about it also is helpful. I mean, that's why we're talking about it, because you and I, this will help us. And hopefully
it will.
But you guys talk, you know, in our audience, talk about it with on Facebook in the support group or just with friends. That helps too, just to know you're not alone in like worrying about it.
Yeah. I mean, this is a big issue. And I'm not one of those skinny people that can just eat a little bit or eat a lot and then move on the next day. I'm not. So for me, I have to really think about these things and process it and, you know, weigh the pros and cons for me and my family and my traditions and my health and make a choice that I'm really comfortable with.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to be an accident. I don't want to be on that roller coaster. I'm tired of that. I've did that for most of my life where things just get away from me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want that anymore. I want to make my own choices, whether I choose to eat it or not, doesn't matter. I want to be the one in control.
Exactly. Okay, let's get to our last strategy.
Okay, third strategy.
Yeah, throw in the towel. Just say, heck with it. We're going to take a break for holiday.
A lot of people do this.
Yes.
Let's be honest. This is a strategy that some people use.
Yes, yes.
And we're not judging. We're just saying that is a choice that you can make. If that's what you want and you're comfortable. Yes. A lot of people do that.
I've done it.
I have too.
And for me, well,
let's not rush to judgment.
Okay.
Tamara, what did that look like for you? Let's share, like describe that for us.
Yeah. For me, it's for one, I don't want to feel deprived and pissed off. This is more when I've been on diets that were real restrictive and I'm like, I can't deal with that. I need a break. So I would just take the whole Thanksgiving, you know, weekend off. So the positives of that is I didn't feel deprived and the carb pushers didn't bother me. And, you know, I got to have all my favorites. You know, the problem is you have to live with the guilt and, you know, like, I gave in and was I a failure? And the main thing is it's hard to get back on. Like, there's nothing wrong. Like you said, I don't judge people for doing the strategy, but the tough part about this, they all have their tough parts, but the tough part for this one is getting back. Cause once you start like taking all the reins off, whew, it's lovely.
It's lovely.
It's lovely.
It's hard to get back.
Yes, it can be. Oh. Although
what's lovely about it? I'm curious. Because that was interesting to hear you say that.
It's not feeling like I'm deprived. That's the main thing. But it actually, I will say, I say that. But then also sometimes you feel terrible, like sick, because you've been eating so good. And then suddenly you just start eating crap. So actually sometimes physically you feel horrible.
I'm curious because you said you, but I want to know how many, like you were talking about like a third person. How does it make you, Tamara, feel?
To go all out like that?
Yeah. Cause you said it made you feel wild, like free.
But yeah. Then it feels great.
You contradicted yourself. So I'm curious which one.
It feels great in the moment. And then, but after it feels, I feel guilty and I just you know, I feel like a failure, like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. So regretful.
Regretful.
Yeah. But that's,
isn't it interesting how emotionally charged this topic is?
Yes. Yes. It's
like,
very
like just a minute ago, I was like completely beet red because I was talking about my hidden cheesecake.
Yes. Yeah.
But it, I mean, really, I think our listeners are hearing these three choices and they're like, at first glance, people will say, oh, I would do this or, oh, I always do that. But then the truth is, this is really complex.
It is.
And it's confusing to have a strategy and then feel opposite emotions at the same time.
Yeah.
Like to feel elated and free, but then guilty and sick at the same time.
That's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. What about you?
For you. Yeah. I mean, that's what you shared.
Yeah. So how does this strategy work for you?
For me, I think this strategy of just taking a break or not having a restriction. I think it's important for me to differentiate between like quote unquote cheating and making an intentional choice.
Yeah.
And I talk about that in the Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started book. Mm-hmm. In case our listeners have it, which I know a lot of people do, it's on page 190 to 191. Mm-hmm. And I really clarify that because I think there's a big difference. Like for me, I don't cheat. If I'm going to enjoy something, I have it. I make a choice and I say, I'm not restricting myself at this meal, or I'm not restricting myself for this snack or this drink or whatever it is I'm choosing. But I say, I make the choice to have it and I own it. So for me, that's taken like almost a decade to get to that point where I'm like, this is happening and I want it. And I did that a lot when I was training for the marathons, where I was like, I'm going to run, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to eat all this stuff. And I, like you said, would often feel disgusting afterward. I think it tasted really good in the moment. And anyone who doesn't admit that is lying, because food is like a drug. I mean, food tastes good, let's be real. And it raises your blood sugar immediately and it creates dopamine in the brain. So it feels freaking great. Like you'll start overeating and chowing down on delicious stuff. And you're like, you're the happiest person. I mean, I'm not going to say you. I'm the happiest person in the world for like 4 seconds while I'm eating it. But I also am very aware, like you're saying, as soon as that indulgence is over, I feel horrible and I feel moody. I feel bloated. Mm-hmm. My digestive system gets all screwed up. In the past, I had high cholesterol, I had high everything, and I didn't like the way I looked. So, you know, we're talking about pros and cons. It turned pretty ugly for me when that was a choice that I made.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it didn't stop. It wasn't like a moment in time.
Yeah.
It kept going.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get off the train.
Yeah. I think you have to have a plan if you're going to, with all of these, actually, you need to have a plan, but this one, the plan would be set a time limit. Okay. When the weekend's over and I go back, I'm done. And then or if you're going to just do like, let's say the Thanksgiving meal, you're just going to go hog wild on Thanksgiving meal. Great. Then just say, okay, when does that meal end? Like at the pie or, you know, that night, and then have some resources to get back. Like just don't go unprepared to your relative's house with no keto food to get you back on track. So, but this one needs a, you know, getting
that's
back.
That's a tricky one though. I'm real hesitant to give advice to people on how they could do this strategy. I think we have to maybe just rein it in and talk about for ourselves.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it's possible for me to tell someone to do this strategy. I wouldn't personally feel comfortable recommending this, but I can tell you how it would look for me.
Mm. How would it look for you?
It would not turn out well.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, so I'm just, you know, we're having like a real girlfriend moment here.
Yeah.
You know, today's our serious podcast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can only speak for myself and I would hope that you would do the same, because I don't think we can tell people what to do. I mean, these three options are very complicated.
Exactly.
What do you think?
I think so. So I guess I'll just rephrase that and say,
I want you to rephrase. I'm sorry if I'm like being a little challenging.
All right.
How would that look like for you? Tell me more.
Well, I would have to have resources to get back on track.
There you go.
And just, you know, have a plan in place and a time limit, because otherwise it just turns into, you know, on and back to that spiral. I guess it's like the modified one for me. I have to have a, when does this stop? Is it just a meal? Is it just a piece of pie or whatever? So have a limit and have that. For me, I have to have that going in. Otherwise, I go off track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is not easy, is it? Like, doesn't it make you mad that this is so hard?
I don't want to have to make these decisions sometimes. It's like,
I don't want to think about it even now. I know. Like, just thinking about the holidays sometimes makes me anxious because I know this is all going to come up. And I also know if I don't think about it now and really think about it, like, and be honest, then I'm going to potentially start making choices I'm not comfortable with.
Exactly.
Like hiding the cheesecake.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what. And for me, and I'm so glad we're talking about it because for me, if I don't talk about it and don't face it, I won't have a plan and I'll just go in and cheat, you know, with no limits, no time, you know. So for me, it's, you know, thinking about it puts the brakes on, you know, better. So, well, we have to ask our listeners what they found.
I'm all looking at this guy like there's an answer up there. I'm all no. Like, damn it, why isn't this so easy?
I know.
You start off today like there's three strategies. Right. Now you and I are like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm, you know, we told our listeners we're going to reveal at the end what strategy might work the best for us. But don't you feel a little bit torn between the three?
Yeah.
Because I do.
Yeah.
I'm hearing it in my voice that I feel sometimes torn between these options because, you know, there's no clear winner.
No, I want the easy one, but they're not, none of them's easy.
No, none of them are easy.
No, darn it.
Dang it.
I know. I want the easy road.
So that was easy. The little button.
Yeah, exactly.
I have one of those downstairs.
I know. Well, maybe because we talked about it, some of the positives, if we just focus on that part, that'll help.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can only make the right decision for you. And right. I do hope that by us maybe going into some of this a little bit more openly and sharing what's working best for us or what's not working for us, maybe our listeners might come up with the right answer for them. That's our hope anyway.
Exactly. And if you have the right answer, you should tell us.
You should tell us.
Yes.
We need your help, listeners.
Right. Let us. Yeah. Let us know. You can tell us by emailing Stephanie at DirtyLazyKeto.com or via Facebook or Instagram at DirtyLazyKeto. But before we get to our final hacks and we'll tell you which strategy we decided to go with, let's take one quick last break.
Well, today's episode is sponsored by the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. If your plan this holiday season is to stay eating low carb or to make low carb substitutes, you will love the 100 easy to make recipes that all cost $10 or less to make. And you can order a copy of the Dirt Cheap Cookbook on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, or even through the links on my website, DirtyLazyKeto.com.
Thank you, Stephanie. So now we get to wrap up by revealing our strategy that we plan to use this holiday season and why. Would you like me to go first?
I'm like, I need a drum roll. Like,
yes, the big moment.
What's Tamara? What's the big reveal?
I feel like mine's probably obvious.
Well, I don't know. I feel like we kind of really explored some of this stuff. And for me, I felt surprised by some of the things I shared. So I'm curious, what do you think will be your strategy?
I'd probably go with the second one, which is to stay on plan, but have one planned indulgence. For me, it's the pie.
Girl loves her pie.
I like my pie, but then it's just one. And then I'm going to go in with the mind, you know, making sure that's my plan, reminding myself of the plan and then sticking to it. Otherwise I'll bring, you know, keto food that I can have turkey. There's a lot I can have and then bring the stuff that I want to add to it that's on the diet plan and then have my one indulgence and then go from there. I can't do the hog wild. I honestly feel horrible and too guilty. It's too emotional and difficult for me to get back on. And it's the same with the other, like those other, the one and three strategy feel too extreme. Like not having anything the whole weekend will crash me as well. I'll be pissed. Like I'll feel like I just went through this holiday and didn't get anything, you know, wow, woe is me. So the second one's is what I think is right for me. What about you, Steph?
Well, Tamara, my answer might surprise you. I think a lot of people might have pegged me in the, you know, one of the extreme categories, but actually I think my true honest answer is to be a little bit in between. I'll be in between the no-fly zone and the once in a while strategy. So a little bit closer to you, but also in the cutout strategy. But I want to explain, I do plan to enjoy all the traditional holiday favorites. I do think food is important, and no matter how many damn tablecloths I put out in photos, I'm still going to be wanting some of the food. So I am going to enjoy, you know, treats like eggnog, cheesecake, cookies, and even some of the casseroles, but I do plan to make those on a different way. So I'm not going to be using the flours or sugar. I'll be using substitutes. And even though they're quote unquote low carb and dirty lazy keto, I know I have trouble with portion control. So that's, you know, where you talked about doing things once in a while or indulging. I know I'll be eating a boatload of net carbs, even though they're low carb, if that makes sense, because I have trouble with portion control. And that's okay with me. I'm going to plan to indulge, overindulge, if you will, on some of those low carb substitutes.
That sounds fabulous.
And that's my plan.
Right.
We'll see how we do.
Yeah, we'll have to do a follow-up.
We'll be doing the check-in.
Yes. Okay. Well, what's the bigger message, Stephanie? It's that holiday foods are rich with temptation. It's not an easy time of year. You can get swept up in the moment when you're feeling nostalgic or, you know, wanting those things that you can't have. But they may be decisions that you regret later. And we don't want you to lose track of your health goals. So take time now to plan and think about what works for you. And that way you can enjoy the holiday season guilt-free.
Awesome. Thanks, Tamara. Mm-hmm. And listeners, if you're listening to the audio version of our podcast, we would sure appreciate your help if you left an honest review on Apple Podcasts. Here is how. On your iPhone, select the purple podcast icon, use the search tool, and type in Dirty Lazy Girl. Click on the thumbnail to open it up. Scroll down until you see ratings and reviews. Click on the stars, hopefully select 5 stars. Scroll down and select leave a review, type in your review, and hit OK. Now, if you're listening on YouTube or watching us in addition on YouTube, you can like, comment, and subscribe to the Dirty Lazy Keto YouTube channel. And sometimes people even write me a lovely email, which I have one right here. I'd love to read if you got a second. Yeah. I know have to go. This is from Amy, and she wrote, I love to watch your show on YouTube. It is easier to relate to someone by watching them than just listening. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amy.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.